Welcome to Bench Boost Boys and me, Gav, and this bloke, Scott. How are you, Scott?
Doing well, Gav. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, mate. And this week, we've got Game Week 16 and 17 report. Double cup crash.
No, I'm changing it.
All right, what are you going for?
We fuck up dumb.
All right, double cup crash, we fucked up. Fuck up top. What you said.
Yeah, we fuck up dumb.
And that's probably quite obvious, but we will get to that. Top of the show, want to remind everybody how to join our private league on FPL. The code is P2IFBX.
And don't forget to check us out on socials. We've got Facebook. No, we don't.
We have Facebook? We do, but we don't really check it.
Oh, we've got Instagram, and we have one post now.
Anyway, if you want to catch us on social media, it's at BenchBoostBoys. We're most active on Twitter, if we're honest. BenchBoostBoys @gmail.com, and the website is BenchBoostBoys.club.
Yeah, and if you want to send us a question for the mailbag, feel free to send us an email at our Gmail, benchboostboys@gmail.com as well.
Yep, so this week we're going to do a quick recap. Well, I don't know how quick it will be, to be honest, but game week 16 and 17, which 16 at least feels like a million years ago. We're cognizant that the next game week isn't for a good week. So we're going to focus on how we got on in those two game weeks, look at our watch lists after that. We've got a good mailbag question this week, and then we're going to spend a bit of time just talking about what our current plans are for game weeks 18 and 19. I think it's worth doing that, and then we'll do a show next week with more of a proper preview of 18, because things are changing pretty quickly, particularly with COVID in the UK. So I think that should be quite interesting to talk about today.
Yep, stick with it.
All right, we will be back to talk about game week 16. Scott, game week 16, can you even remember it?
It's not that I can't.
I don't want to. Okay, well,
yeah.
With that in mind then, let's rip that Band-Aid off nice and quick. Give us a rundown what happened.
Well, the average points scored in game week 16 was a very lowly 37. That had a lot to do with some cancelled games. So quickly get those out of the way. The Everton match was postponed, so I didn't get any points for DCL. And my entire bench, De Bruyne and Cancelo, didn't play. The only player on my bench that did actually play was McCarthy, and he scored 9 points. And as I said, he was on my bench. So that should really point out how bad my game week was. No. Okay. Melier started for me in goal, 6 points. A shining hope, a beacon of light in my otherwise dreary team. Chilwell got an assist, one of the only FPL managers that didn't sell him, panic sell him. Zaha scored his first goal in a long time. So I got 7 points with Zaha. Lulled me into a false sense of security, so I'll get to game week 17 in a hot minute. But then Fernandez, 6 points, got a clean sheet and an assist. And I captain Salah, who blanked second game in a row. He got himself 6 points. So he got a clean sheet in that nil draw with Newcastle. Frustrating thing about that game was that Jamal Lewis, who I actually have, didn't play for Newcastle. So even though he scored 1 point, it was for a four-minute cameo. So all total, got 38 points. Pretty much trying to forget this game week ever happened. DCL, Cancelo, De Bruyne all blanking because they didn't play, and Welbeck didn't play because he was injured. So
not much you can do about that.
Not a lot. What did you do?
Well, I won't rub it in too much, but I actually had a really good game week. So as you said, the average was 37. I got 55.
In most game weeks, that's just an average score.
All right, mate.
Well, you did well compared to the average.
Thanks. I'll take that backhanded compliment. So yeah, like you, Melier in goal, so I've got 6 points. Walker Peters got me 5, clean sheet and yellow card to take it down to 5. Creswell, clean sheet, 6. Stuart Dallas, clean sheet, assist, and 3 bonus points in that 5-0.
And for the first time in a very long time, you didn't have him on your bench. Well done.
I know. What good timing. 12 points for that one. Fernandez, clean sheet and an assist, 6 points. Salah, as we talked about, he did get a midfielder's clean sheet, and he was my captain, so I got 6, just like you. Then Bamford. He got 2 assists. Now, I'll just touch on this really quickly. We spoke on the last show about how, was it Ollie Watkins got like 3 assists? Was it Watkins?
Yep.
And yeah, it did make sense in the sense that it plays into the FPL rules. So they weren't assists as we traditionally understand them. But if a striker has a shot on goal and it's blocked, parries back from the keeper, hits the woodwork, and then lands to another person on his team who then puts it in the net, he gets the assist.
There you go. And yeah, so that's probably an indication as to why he didn't get any bonus points in that match.
Sure. And so the same thing happened with Bamford. In fact, initially they recorded it as not one of them is not an assist for Bamford, and then official FPL account tweeted quite a while after the game to say, actually changed their mind, Bamford gets another assist. So he got two assists, 8 points for me. Only left 1 point on the bench. One of those, Son, I guess, didn't play. Abraham, I brought him in.
Well, you didn't really leave 1 point on the bench because Solly March was the only person on your bench to score a point, and he scored 1 point.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
So you didn't leave any.
All right, specifically speaking, on my subs bench, a point was scored, but I didn't lose out. I had a little experiment with Tammy Abraham. He didn't even play. So there ends that experiment. And Vardy only got a point because he only played 24 minutes. Taylor came off injured. But my last note I will say about my game week 16 is I did deliberately play four defenders who I felt reasonably confident would get clean sheets or do well. And that paid off. The only one that didn't was Taylor, who would have got the clean sheet if he'd have stayed on in that Burnley 1-0 win against the mighty Sheffield United. But he came off injured very early, so only got 1 point for him. So yeah, can't be too upset with that. Do you want to go straight into your game week 17?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break first and then we'll do that.
Oh, you're going to build yourself up to it?
Yeah.
Feeling good about it?
No.
All right. We'll be back in a sec. Bench Boss Boys. Scott, game week 17.
Yeah, it just finished. This morning. The very dreary 1-0 win for Southampton over Liverpool. It's dreary if you're a Liverpool fan. I'm not a Liverpool fan. I'm a fan of Salah.
Especially when you captain him.
Well, I didn't captain him. Did you?
You'll find out in a minute. What do you do?
As I spoke about in the last game week, game week 16, Zaha scored his first goal in a long time, and I thought, oh, he's playing Sheffield. He's due a big haul.
Yeah, you'd think so. Against Sheffield United, whipping boys.
The captain's armband on him, and they did beat them 2-0. We did call it last week as well. We said that would happen. We knew it'd be a two. We knew there'd be at least a couple of goals. Zaha, though, didn't really feature in either of them. He got a midfielder's clean sheet, as Salah did last week. So he got 6 points all told for me.
I'll just say, right, a few weeks back, I played a couple of what I would call experimental captain picks that didn't pay off. You messaged me before that game week locked and said, oh, I might captain Zaha. What do you think? And I went, no. And you said, well, blah, 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 he's doing better than him. Blah, blah, blah. And I just went, go on then.
Yeah, all right, dickhead. So Melier, Melier with Leeds lost 3-0 to Tottenham, so 2 points there. Dyer, I just bought Dyer in from Tottenham, and he got a clean sheet, so 6 points. My other notable mentions were Grealish, 7 points, sorry, Fernandez, 10 points, and De Bruyne. De Bruyne had an absolute stellar match, and a lot of people just sold De Bruyne. He was one of the most sold picks prior to this game. Obviously, a lot of people worried that they were playing Chelsea, but I don't know, maybe he's fixture-proof because he got a goal, an assist, a clean sheet, and 2 bonus points. He got a clean sheet because he went off in the 87th minute, and then a couple of minutes later, Chelsea scored. So,
oh, nice.
An extra point there for him. Ollie Watkins, no points. Calvert-Lewin, no points. I mean, not even worth mentioning. And my entire bench completely blanked. And that's because Taylor still injured, Welbeck injured, Newcastle now has an injury, and McCarthy, COVID. So
that sucks. And the average for this game was 56 points. So how many did you get?
I ended up getting 53. So the title of the podcast this week, Double Cup Crash, or We Forcupped Up.
Yeah.
The bloke I was playing, I was beating him for a long time.
Well, I said when we had a quick look before the games kicked off at the teams, I thought you had a better chance of beating your guy than I did of mine. Not by much. They both look pretty solid, but I was pretty confident you'd dispatch your opponent. What happened?
What happened was Fulham Burnley was cancelled. So Nguisa didn't play, which meant Foden came on for him.
Right. And Foden, so he was starting Nguisa ahead of Foden.
Yep.
That game didn't happen. Foden had a great game week.
11 points. So he got 11 points on top of, and I was only beating him by about 7. So he ended up beating me by about 4 and knocked out of the cup, 53 points all told. You know, I thought when KDB had that absolute masterclass, I had it in the bag, but yeah, didn't happen for me.
Oh, well, out of the first hurdle.
Yeah, well, I would call this a learning experience. Never, ever roll the dice on a captain choice on the first week of the cup.
Yeah, sure, but we've got Salah who's just blanked 3 weeks in a row on captain picks for me.
Yeah, but my captain's armband was sitting firmly on Fernandez's shoulder, on his arm, wherever he put it, put a captain's armband. It was sitting on Fernandez. It wasn't even close to Salah. So wouldn't really have changed things for me. The only thing that would have done if I had a captain Fernandez ahead of Salah or Zaha is that I would have actually won. But we live and we learn.
Well, we hope so. So, my game week 17, I scored exactly the same amount of points as you, 53. Never feels good to score below the game week average. So, not best pleased. And yes, I also crashed out of the cup, not by many points either, probably about 7 or so points. And it went right up to that last match. He didn't have Salah and I did. All Sal had to do was score a couple of goals. Actually, that game started well for me because he had Robertson. And Robertson
conceded early.
And then got a yellow
card. Yep.
And I'm like, brilliant. He's not going to score big with Robertson outside of maybe Robertson getting a couple of assists or something. So all I was banking on was Salah. Apparently you can't do that.
Every other week, apart from the last 3 weeks, you can bank on it.
So that, yeah, well, I just wanted to get straight to what happened in the cup and the fact that I captained Salah. The rest of my team, Creswell, West Ham, clean sheet, assist, 2 bonus points for 11. Great.
Yeah, that's great.
Fernandez, goal, 3 bonus points for 10. Son, goal, assist, clean sheet, 2 bonus points. That's the Son I like.
Exactly the same as De Bruyne.
Oh, there we go. Mm. 13 points. And then Vardy got an assist, 5. It's always disappointing, I think, when you get 2 strikers blank in a week, which you also did. Ten points on my bench.
The difference between me and you
that... Here we go.
Well, no, I mean, my money's in my midfield. You've got a lot of money in your midfield, but all of my money's in my midfield. I don't have any money in my forward line. I've got DCL as my most expensive at 7.9. I bought him in at 7. Mm. I had him in game week 1, so I didn't have a lot of money in my front line. So I don't really expect a lot of points.
Not such high expectations.
No. I mean, it's nice when they do score a goal.
Yeah.
You know, like I've said to you in the past, 5 points for me, it's an okay score for a player.
5 points is like the... That's decent.
That's not blanking.
Yeah, that's probably the better way to put it. Less than 5 points is disappointing.
Yeah.
Or underperforming. All right, well, there we go. So, yeah, not a great game. We crashed out of the cup. Didn't want to be in it anyway.
No, now at least we can just concentrate on the real thing.
That's what often the press will say to a new manager. Where are you focusing your energies this season? Oh, definitely the league. That's me now.
Yeah.
Only because I don't have the cup anymore.
Well, now it's mine for the taking. You know, I'm only ranked, 1.2 millionth in the world, but a couple of good weeks.
That's not bad, mate. Out of, 7.8 million, I think. Okay, so that wraps up, for me, one decent and then one terrible game week. And for you, misery upon misery.
Yeah.
So when we get back, after this little break, we're going to talk watch list. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Why not?
Okay, it's watch list time, Scott. I checked the notes. A few names on yours. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, so my watch list is composed predominantly with players that I'm thinking about bringing in on my wild card.
And when are you playing that?
At this stage, if things stay the way they are, and by that I mean a lot of my third, fourth choice players are actually injured and I don't really have a bench to speak of, probably game week 20.
Yep.
Because I'm liking the idea.
So we've come out of the double game week at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Now there's probably going to be another blank game week in the future and another double game week as well. I think around game week 26 is probably going to be another
sometime in Feb.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
game week 26, later. Whenever that happens to be. Yeah. Probably late Feb. You know, people may want to use their wild card moving into that, but that leaves you with a team suited to that particular game week. And I'm looking for a team with my wild card that's suited for the rest of the season. So for me, using it around game week 20 means that I actually have the ability to sort of plan for the long term and I can just use my free hit chips, my bench boost chips, my triple captain chips in those double game weeks and not really worry about what my squad looks like after those game weeks. So, yeah, again, my watch list, not really too many names on here that aren't that obvious. Now, Johnston is probably the biggest weird one because who wants to bring a West Brom player in? You've got him, don't you?
Yeah, he's my second keeper.
Yeah, I mean, Johnston is, to me, the best player at West Brom. I mean, he just plays...
Bar's pretty low.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not a high bar, but he's a very good player. He gets a lot of practice, so...
Well, apparently there's a bunch of clubs that are interested in him. It's all conjecture, but apparently three other Prem clubs would quite like to buy him.
I'm not even slightly surprised by that. Justin for Leicester, you know, consistently popping up, quite affordable too. Dallas.
Hard to ignore him, right?
Yeah, no, I said last week when Tom Mann asked a question, who are the must-have players? I said Dallas. The other one I said was Bamp, but he's also on my watch list. Creswell just had an absolute blinder for you. He sits on my watch list as well because I like West Ham players. The other one that sits on my watch list from West Ham is Suchek. I do also have Antonio on there. Again, I don't want three players from one team.
Mm.
So one of those players is probably going to have to go.
Antonio just upsets me a bit because he's quite often not fit.
Yeah, that's fair. Romain Saiss is back on my radar.
Yeah, what's going on with Wolves' defence? Have they got a set four or three or five?
Well, Saiss was definitely in that top, you know, in the set four at the very start of the season.
Yeah.
Then he got rotated out. And I don't understand that because he was scoring the most points as a defender on fantasy.
I remember I was talking about the irony.
Does Nuno not even look at fantasy?
He was the highest point scorer defender in FPL. And then the following week he was gone.
Yeah. And, you know, there was no injury to speak of, no illness or anything like that. He was just dropped.
Yeah.
Rotated out of the squad.
Nuno loves his rotation by the looks of things.
But he's rotated back in and he's playing. He's probably one of the highest scoring defenders again, you know, in the last few game weeks. So, yeah, so Saiss is definitely back on the radar. Son and Kane, obvious choices. They're, you know, part of the wild card.
Just when you think it's safe to go back in the water.
Yeah. Ben Chilwell, I want him back in my team.
Same.
Mitchell.
Cheap as chips, right? Cheap as
3.9. Playing a couple of games here and there. Crystal Palace. So he's easily he would be my fifth choice defender, but he would be freeing up a lot of funds for some of these big names.
Well, and as a fifth choice defender, he's amazing value.
Yeah, and third choice striker, our man, Brewster.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I'm going to be playing two up front, why not have Brewster on the bench who plays for Sheffield? He doesn't play all the minutes of all the games, but he plays.
Well, I guess if you have Brewster as a third striker, likelihood is you would consistently play two up front, and as you say, just in case of injuries or switch outs or whatever, why not have him there as a budget option to fall back into the team?
And there are quite a few defenders now that are scoring high points so regularly that I'm almost, the stigma of having more than three defenders for me is gone. At the start of the season I would have said no, 3-5-3.
Oh, look at me in game week 16, mate. I rolled it with four and it paid off.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was picking based on fixture as well.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know, I can afford to look at fixtures now with the quality of player, and if I have two players from every team, as I tend to try and do, it gives me that option, the opportunity to actually, yeah, really think about who I'm going to start. So who's on your watch list?
All right, well, I only really have two fresh names to add, and again, it's, you know, you're not going to be too shocking for you to hear these names. Foden, Man City.
That is shocking.
Are you shocked?
I'm shocked.
I have my, you know, I'm going to be watching closely because I did have him in, I think, for one or two weeks earlier in the season. And one of the problems with that was rotation player. So who knows if Pep will continue with him?
Yeah, I mean, there's always a risk with Pep and his squad. The only, I would say, must-have player from Pep's perspective is, at the moment, KDB.
Yeah, I would say so, from more of an attacking point. And the other one is Ings. Purely because I've not really I haven't had it in my team this season, and a fit Ings is a dangerous Ings. Did you see that goal?
Peach of a goal against Liverpool.
Oh,
yeah,
that's awesome. That was a great goal. So yeah, literally those are the two new names. No one has really left my list lately, so you know, I'm just watching and studying. But that's about it watch list wise for me.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go and answer that question in the mailbag right after this break.
Yep, I have a little rummage in the bag. We'll be back. Mailbag time. Scott, we have a question in the mailbag. It comes from Nick of Brizzy Ballers. He asks, considering the UK COVID lockdown, is it wise to play my free hit with so much uncertainty around games going ahead or not next week? I'm concerned I'll lose my chip. I guess he means like waste his chip.
Yeah, no, it's actually a big concern for a lot of FPL managers.
It's weird because it's not the sort of thing you would have had to have really worried too much about or worried at all about in previous seasons.
No,
it's
well,
a new thing.
I think there was a season a couple of seasons ago where quite a few games were snowed out.
Right, okay. So that's similar, I guess.
Unexpected. Anyone that played their free hit around that time was furious because yeah. They free hitted a bunch of players and then
they didn't play.
The games didn't happen, or one or two games happened, and then
that's a fair point.
They lost their chip. So it's a genuine concern, and so I can understand why Nick would be concerned about playing the free hit. Now, a lot of people are in this position where they have to play the free hit because, as we know, there are only six games being played this game week, which means that if you've got players from any of the eight teams that aren't playing, filling up or predominantly filling up your team, you're in trouble. So you should have listened to the podcast 3 weeks ago when I told you exactly how to not be in this position. And I'm not going to point this comment at anyone in particular, but my brother Nicholas texted me this morning in a panic. I'm not targeting Nick, but he's the only one with access to my phone number.
You're making an example of him.
He texted me and he said, what am I going to do? And I just said, go back and listen to the podcast.
Oh, tough love.
Yeah. So, you know, my only advice to someone like Nick would be, he is right. It is a risk. So why not just wait until the last minute to pull the trigger?
So the two schools of thought there are, or the concern around waiting, so the other side of the coin, is that there might be some price rises based on performances at the weekend, which, if you've already started planning things out in a spreadsheet, perhaps, that might change your plans, might take it out of your hands. However, knowing that there's lots of COVID cases constantly in the UK, unfortunately, you could play that chip now and then, before the game week starts, realise that three of your players aren't going to be available anyway. That's the risk, I guess.
Yeah. My advice would be to wait because the price rise isn't worth it. You shouldn't be looking at that going, I need to maximise this, because it's a free hit for 1 week. So you aren't going to get all 11 players. You might want to have at least one quality sub there.
Yeah, I suppose for the sake of $100,000 or $200,000 versus three players being completely out, feels like a no-brainer when you put it that way. What we will find out after the next break when we talk about our current plans for 18 and 19 is if I've actually heeded that advice myself. Foreshadowing, slightly.
This is what they do in TV shows and movies to get people to stay on.
Yeah.
You know, our viewers can just look at the timestamps and skip ahead.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll still add the drama. I'm dramatic. Melodramatic.
I can see that. Oh, God.
I'm getting worked up, Scott. All right. I think we've answered Nick's question, right? Your advice is wait.
Yeah, hurry up and wait.
Hurry up and wait. There you go, Nick. The wise of us out there. Maybe not me.
Do nothing.
Just wait. But do you, to flip the question slightly then, you think that this is a good time to potentially play that chip?
If you're in trouble with the amount of players that you're going to have, absolutely.
Because to put this in plain terms, that could be the difference between just a complete write-off of a small, what are they calling it, blank game week, or a decent one.
Yeah. I mean, this could be an opportunity for a lot of people to get up in their mini leagues.
Definitely. All right, I feel like we've adequately answered that question.
Twice. Do we want to do it a third time?
No, twice is enough. Let's go to a break and then we can talk about my strange decision making. Right, final section of this week's edition of Bench Boost Boys. We're going to talk about our current plans for game week 18 and 19. And I say current because shit changes real fast, and by next week when we do a proper preview of game week 18, stuff could have changed. But right now, Scott, what is your plan?
Did you hear that one?
I caught it. But just quickly, as a little caveat here, in case you don't normally listen to this great podcast or follow FPL that closely, The reason why there's so much noise about 18 and 19, just to recap, 18 is the blank game week. There's only, what, five or six fixtures. And then the week after, they've crammed a whole bunch in, which is the double game week.
Yeah, and funnily enough, since we last recorded, they've actually added another game. So Man City now have a double game week as well.
Hmm. Well, that changes something.
It actually does change a lot for me. So I will kind of talk about mine now, because it's probably the most interesting. So I've been planning for game week 18.
Oh,
so,
sorry, I just need to...
Right. I've been planning for game week 18 for a lot longer than a lot of people.
Including me.
Yeah, because a lot of people just thought, I'll plan for game week 19 and we'll just free hit game week 18.
Yeah.
Which is fine. A lot of people are in that position. Nick from Brizzy Baller sounds like he's in that position right now. My mm-hmm. brother, Nick, mm-hmm. also in the same position.
Maybe me.
Maybe you. I have enough players to field a decent team in game week 18.
So you've been working towards this knowing what was approaching.
It didn't take a heck of a lot. It took four of my free transfers over the last four game weeks.
For some people, planning a month in advance for a game week would be a lot.
It does mean
a lot
that
of self-control.
It also means that I can't reactively take off players like Charlie Taylor, like Welbeck, who has a knee injury. I can't just go, they're injured, I'll take them out. Because I'm sitting there going, well, I'm actually counting on them. The best part is that there's actually quite a big gap, so I can reassess. And if we get closer to game week 18 and, hey, those knee injuries, that hamstring injury for Charlie Taylor, they're not subsiding, I'll take a four-point hit if I have to. Or maybe even an eight-point hit. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to be using a free hit chip.
So it sounds like you're well prepared.
Yeah, I'm pretty well prepared. I'm going to captain Bruno Fernandes for game week 18. Now, nothing will change that. Even hearing that Man United aren't playing. I'm still Captain Fernandes. He's a set and forget captain.
Slightly stubborn.
He'll end up playing for a different team. he's just so good. He's just on fire at the moment.
He's
I can't see him
very,
not playing.
Very consistent.
Yeah, and now with the extra City fixture in game week 19, my plans have changed, and I might make one more transfer for game week 19. And instead of playing my free hit and free hitting at a bunch of players I think are going to play twice, at the risk of rotation and things like that, potentially just play a bench boost.
Okay.
And then I'd probably put Salah, Fernandes, and KDB on my bench, and maybe Martinez as well.
So, why? Like, just to kind of spell it out to some people who are maybe wondering where you've or how you've made those 4D chess moves, why are you putting the superstars on the bench?
Oh, because it doesn't matter.
Oh, so it's irrelevant, really.
Because I would hate for Ben White from Brighton to be on my bench and me be playing my bench boost. That would just feel like...
Oh, so like from a kind of human perspective, it would feel less successful. You want to see the fruits of the bench boost, even though it wouldn't matter which way around. It just makes you feel better. Okay, no, that's a great explanation. I get it.
Ben White, Max Kilman,
you don't want to turn, Danny Welbeck. You don't want to turn 5 points. You know, you don't want an additional 5 points. You want it to look beefy. You want it to look like, I played my bench boost, and look, I got 26 points from it.
Yeah.
No, fine. Get it.
Yep.
Human condition.
Tell me what you're doing.
Okay, so, in case you've just tuned in, the mailbag question from Nick from Brizzy Bullers was asking about, because of COVID and what's happening in the UK, should he play his free hit? Because, you know, what happens if a bunch of games get postponed and then it feels like he's wasted the chip?
And we said, if you played it now, you'd be a fucking idiot. Now, what are you about to say?
You said that. You said it. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just, it would look very weird if I was like, yeah, I said that because I've played mine.
Well, you're hitting here first. You're a fucking idiot.
Thanks, mate. I do like rolling the dice.
I hope it's cancelled.
What, football?
Yep.
It could happen, mate. It could happen. So I have played it. And I did do it, yeah, specifically for the reason of wanting to field 11 players for game week 18. I'll very quickly run you through it. At the moment, this is what it looks like. The 11 is Leno, Tierney, Wan-Bissaka, Cancelo, Neto, De Bruyne, Fernandes, who I'm going to captain, Son, Lacazette, who better not let me down, Kane and Wilson. I feel pretty good about that. I'll feel terrible about it probably in about 4 days' time when all sport in the UK gets cancelled for a month or something. But there we go. Rolled the dice.
I've got a question, though.
Go on.
Tripling up on Arsenal players at the moment. I mean, they're playing well at the moment. They are.
Yeah, it's a gamble. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, Tierney's arguably the second best left back in the league at the moment. Mm. I can understand Saka. He's cheap as chips.
Well, and Lacazette, last two game weeks, guys scored goals.
Oh, you didn't have Saka. You had Leno.
I did have Saka in an earlier iteration of this, but when I shifted stuff around, I ended up going Leno, Tierney, and I went Lacazette.
So how much does Lacazette set you back?
Oh, God. Quick, fill the air with noise.
Well, the other one that I'm looking at is your comments around Son and Calvert-Lewin.
Oh, well, so, I'll get to that. Spoilers, Lacazette 8.2 mil. But he's in good form. Yeah. I do know I've rolled the dice. I didn't feel like at the kind of price points, I didn't feel like there was much else going on. If you think about which teams are playing in that game week, it's not a lot. I didn't have really anywhere else to turn.
What about Edison Cavani?
I really don't want to play bench players. Rashford was a consideration, but I couldn't quite get the money to work.
He's also a midfielder. Martial's the only... Yeah. Martial's only about 9.5 as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I do appreciate that those Arsenal picks are a bit of a roll of the dice, but I feel good about that. Yeah, my comments about getting rid of Son and Calvert-Lewin for game week 19. Oh, that's literally just because they've only got one fixture that week. I don't know if I will do that. What I would say is they're the only players I have in my team at the moment, or will be there. Obviously, I've played a free hit. When my team reverts, they're the only two that have only got one fixture in game week 19. It was just a thought.
Son is a player who's more than capable of scoring enough points in one game to validate keeping him. Because looking at the midfield options at around that price point, there are quite a few that you could bring in, but you've already got quite a few of them. And for 9 million, you're not going to, or maybe what is it, about 10 now, you're not going to get up to a KDB.
No.
I think you already have Fernandes and Salah.
I do.
Maybe a Sterling? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, a Sterling or a Rashford.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
But we'll see. I'm not quite as methodical or future planning as you, clearly.
I think they call it prepared.
That's why I'm not good at it, because I don't know the word for it.
Yeah.
If I knew the word for it, I'd be doing it.
Should have done scouts.
I don't do words. Yeah, we're very different. But let's see what happens. Do you know what? This actually makes me think about, you know, sometimes I don't know about you, dear listener, but some mini leagues you might be in, and you just have a look after the points of update and you see how other teams are prepared, and you can spot a team that just forgot to do their subs or their transfers, and the fuckers still score like twice as many points as you, like one of those fluke ones. I hope that's going to happen between you and I. You're so prepared, and I'm winging it a little bit, and I'm going to do better than you.
I'm beating you.
Ever so slightly, and not over the last 4 weeks. So eat shit.
I think it was...
Eat shit. All right, listeners, calm down.
I think it was Vin Diesel who said, it doesn't matter if we win by an inch or a mile, winning's winning.
Oh, yeah? When did he say that?
In his early years.
When he was a nightclub bouncer in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you knew him. Well, there we go. Have you got anything else to add, Scott?
No. Just that I'm really enjoying the new equipment.
I know. I hope it sounds good.
It does.
Same content. Better equipment.
So, shove that up your ass, Shannon, for the sound quality comment guy.
Yeah. Okay, as we said at the top of the show, Bench Boost Boys is our social media handle. Give us a shout on there. Love to receive your mailbag questions. Join our mini league as well, please. The code again was P2IFBX. Come and give us a good thrashing, scuttle like that. And otherwise, we will catch you next week, where we'll do a proper preview of game week 18. Aren't you lucky?
Mm.
All right. See you, Scott.
Bye.